You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. There's some 80,000 metric tons of radioactive waste sitting around in nuclear power plants, waiting to be stored somewhere else. That estimate from the Department of Energy. New Mexico is now suing to prevent that state from becoming that somewhere else. One of its arguments, the economy. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with details. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
New Mexico is trying to stop construction of a new storage facility. That's what's happening. Tell us about this facility and why New Mexico is objecting.
Well, New Mexico is suing the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. State officials claim the commission has been rubber stamping a plan to build this proposed spent nuclear fuel storage facility and that it didn't listen to concerns from various stakeholders. Now, some of those concerns have to do with where in the state this facility would be built on top of the Permian Basin oil field. The Permian is the most productive oil field in the world, so New Mexico officials say a nuclear waste site could potentially disrupt the oil and gas industry there.
Disrupt it how?
Well, contamination is a major concern. The company that wants to build the facility has said it would be located in a geologically stable area, but state officials say that's not taking into account that fracking can cause earthquakes. We know this. So what would that mean for stored canisters of radioactive waste? And there's a similar tug of war in Texas, actually, Sabri. The governor there has even said having nuclear waste around makes oil field operations vulnerable to terrorist attack.
So where does this storage project stand now?
Well, it's in the final safety review phase, not a done deal. And now, of course, a judge will get involved in sorting this all out.
All right. Thanks, Nova.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.